Welcome back to the Sports Desk, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, another positive weekend for Donegal athletes, this time in the National Juvenile Championships in Tullamore.
Yes, the next generation of athletes really performed extremely well in Tullamore over the 3 days, actually. Friday evening all started and then kicked into Saturday and today. So and many medals, and I'll just get straight into it. With Friday night starting off, it was Ryan Canning of Letterkenny. A name that's coming strongly to prominence, indeed has been selected for the Manchester International in a couple of weeks' time. 300 metres hurdles, a gold medal performance for him. Delighted coach Catherine McDevitt there. And Lucy McGlynn from Ballyshannon at her Connell Club. 300 metres hurdles victory for her as well. So the hurdles were prime to the fore on Friday night. Then we kicked in on Saturday with, well, Adrian Gallen was the beginning of the big story. Sent a 60-90, a championship best performance in the Hammer, a season that's been brilliant for her, and a season that has been rewarded with international selection as well at underage level. So well done to her. And her young sister, not to be left behind, Kiva, she also won the Hammer in her age group as well. And indeed, the discus went in a silver medal in the discus for Adrian Gallen as well. But the Gallen family, Adrian and Kiva, between them, the two of them, two gold, two silver and a bronze. So a very, very, very excited and a great return from the two girls, and a very, very happy mum in Sharon. So that was the story there. Then moving on to Alana Anderson, she got a double as well. She's from the Chicago Club in Donegal Town. A shot of the disc is double, and that's a new name. And indeed, the Anderson family stayed in the news today with Alex on the 17 Hammer, and he winning the Hammer. So that was positive. So Alex and Alana, three gold medal performances for the Anderson family from Tyrconnell there. A big, big, big performance, and an interesting performance and an interesting double for Sean McGinley from Glenswilly, member of the Finn Valley Club. He, and this early in the day yesterday, steeplechase, won the steeplechase. Then he came out a couple of hours later and won the 800 metres. Very, very, very impressive. And he'll be back on track next weekend chasing the 1500 metres in his age group. So possible here a treble, but we'll not put too much pressure on. But over the weekend, gold medal, national championship steeple, national champion 800 metres on Saturday. So the Glenswilly man is still on song, and again, he's been rewarded with international selection underage. Carol Lafferty, last weekend, won the Ulster Senior 800 metres, a new Finn Valley Club record on that occasion. On this occasion, 800 metres, she hit the front, no messing, stayed in front, all the way to a national championship victory, 800 metres for Carol Lafferty. And then, just in the last couple of hours, Ellie McCurdy, who again has been having a great season, the Leinster Man Club, she won the javelin at 41-45, brilliant for her. And then the next name that pops up here in front of me is Keelan McFadden from Priestley, from the Cranford Club. 800 metres early in the day yesterday with 800 metres victory for him. And the continued career that has produced, you know, since he was a young boy, still a young man, but still a young boy, he was winning nationals, still winning nationals, lovely to see. And today his versatility was rewarded when he got third in the long jump. And just again, about a half one, half two today, the competition started at a half one. Cormac O'Ballo from Leinster Band winning the Hammer and his age group under 18, throwing 57 plus. So that's very, very significant for Cormac O'Donnell. So well done to him. And of course, Cormac won his age group championship last year under 17. And the last time he was out, indeed, competing at national level, he won it to him. Then other names that I must throw into the list, not naming the dancers, just going through it very quickly. They got medals, they got bronze or they got silver medals. Oisin Kelly and Jerry Coyle of Cranford, Harriet McCrossan, hurdles in there on Friday evening from Leinster Band, Fintan Dewhurst of Tyrconnell, Raymond O'Doherty, Finn Valley, Andrew Jansen, Finn Valley, Hannah Murray, Finn Valley, and then Jude McCrossan of Leinster Band, Murray and McBride, Leinster Band, Shane Besson, Tyrconnell, and Ross Henderson from Leinster Band. So all in all, when you add it all up, a very, very positive Donegal return. The next generation of Donegal athletes and the next generation is alive and well, and we just look now to see how they will develop, how will they progress, and in the years ahead to senior level, which is a really big challenge. Otherwise, what was going on over the weekend? Well, Mark McPaul won the 10K down in Ballyhara Friday evening, and Nikita Burke produced a new course record on the night, really. A tough 10K it is too, so she did the 34 plus there, so well done, Nikita Burke. And today, this morning, there was a 5 and a 10K over at Donegal Town. Dermot Kew with Finn Valley was the winner, 33.18 for that, beating John McAnphillip, Finn Valley, both Finn Valley, and Emer Garmley of Letterkenny was the lead lady in that 10K, while in the 5K, Martin Cunningham of the local club, Tyrconnell, was the winner. So that's pretty much the weekend summed up, and as the man says, we just move on, and the season is kind of grinding down in the track and field end of it. Another 3 or 4 weeks left, and then we'll have to start thinking cross country.
Yeah, thanks, Patsy, for joining us today on Sunday Sport.